Oh.
Hello, dear.
How are you?
Oh, so-so. Well, I am all right, really.
You are all right today?
Yes, I'm so.
I take your word for it.
Why, aren't you very impressed?
I'm not saying anything. I just take everything you tell me and accept it. Who am I to disagree with a lady?
Well, I mean, but I know we are feeling a little depressed and things, but I'm trying to overcome it. We get a bit disheartened.
Today I am ready to answer questions.
You're ready to answer questions.
If you like to ask me the questions, I will endeavour to answer them.
You mentioned Alfredo last time, and I can't find anything very much about it. I can't find the name at all. Can you give me any more information about it? Can you remember?
Alfredo was a member of the family. He was one of twins. But you have not seen any reference to him.
No. No, I don't know which family. I wanted to go to the Medici, but I couldn't.
No.
I'm not.
The Deste family.
The Deste family? Oh, later on in.
Yes.
In,
but that is another long story.
Let's have something about.
No, I think we have enough on the plate.
Hmm? You think we've got enough on the plate, do you? Well, I'll see. All right, I'll follow that. At least I've got... I can follow that up, perhaps, as long as I know which family to look for. I was going to Florence, you see. Well, that's wrong, I suppose. I'm going to Ferrara. What else are they telling me?
Well, I'm trying to find out what it is you particularly want to know.
Well, that was one thing. Another thing was, in regard to reincarnation, what are the ties that we have with Judea, if any?
What are the ties we have had with where?
Judea.
Oh, Judea. Well, that is a very ancient one and goes back many centuries, before the family Moshiach.
Oh, yes.
That was in the time of the Christ.
Yes. That's what I'm asking you.
That we were very ordinary, humble people. We were not people of position or wealth in those days.
No.
But we were very, very ordinary people, who were Jews, and we were very impressed with the teachings of the Christ. But like so many others at the time, we did not follow them out.
No.
But we lived in the time of the Nazarene.
Yes.
Our family were very interested in the teachings, of course, but at the same time we remained Orthodox and we kept to our own church. But we listened with interest to the Nazarene, but we did not accept him fully. But I realize now, of course, that there was great pressure. They're very difficult to explain today, because these times of which we speak are so different, and it's a long time ago, and it is an age long since departed, and the regulations existing in those days, especially for poor people, were such that it was dangerous to take part in something which was against all known religion. And he was an outcast.
But
we were interested and we listened and we were impressed, but we would not come out like some did into the open to accept. I'm afraid we were very much afraid, you know.
Yeah. Well, I can understand that. I mean, one has to be cautious even today.
My name was Josephus.
Joseph.
And your name was Miriam.
Go on.
Why? What is it that causes you some surprise?
No,
they were common names.
Yes, they were.
And I'm not referring to the names of individuals who were famous in biblical times.
No, it was about
just
an
ordinary people, you know.
And what were?
Peasants. Ordinary people.
Ordinary people.
Working on the land.
One. And what else? What other incarnation?
Brother and sister.
We were brother and sister. We've been that before, haven't we? Or is you know, it puzzles me. It really does. I think that there's such a close link, and we can't do more than we're doing today, or more than we're doing now.
I don't know why that should puzzle you, because it is not always quite as it seems on the surface. There's a great deal that has been done of which you have no realization, no consciousness. And although this supper is important to me and to you, it is not by any means the most important thing. This may surprise the others when they listen to this recording and may depress them. But in a way, it is true to say that although we naturally are anxious to obtain results, and that is the reason why we are doing what we are trying to do, but that in itself is not the main thing.
What is the main thing, Rudy?
This is not a selfish motive, this is not something just for you and for me, because there are many people combined in this. Yeah. Many people who are on this side, of course, who have at some time or other been related to us in some way on earth. But the much more important thing are the ties that link us together in many different ways of people on your side of life and this. And although the work that we are trying to do in regard to circle is important, especially if we achieve the results we aim for, that in itself is not the great thing. That is not the most important thing. Because each one that is involved in this is consciously or unconsciously helping and assisting in some way or other in bringing about light, illumination to the minds of people. It may not always be in what seems to be the obvious way. You and I are but two of untold numbers of people. We are not necessarily by any means the most important. In fact, I would go as far as to say that in some respects we are not important. I think that the whole point is that neither you nor the others, especially the circle, can grasp the full significance of this. It is true that the circle plays a part, and it is an important part, especially if we succeed. But it is the fact that we have been linked for generations of time, all of us together, and there are others on your side who are also playing a part in this work of whom you have no knowledge, and in a way it is not intended that you should have, because they are working in their own special way, and I and others on this side help them too. I am helping, of course, particularly with you, because the link is so very strong, but the circle itself is only one of many, many, many circles and groups of individuals who are working on various lines or various ways for the furtherance of truth. But behind all these things that we are doing, there is a fundamental truth, there is a fundamental realization of the importance of everything. We don't choose one channel. We are not so foolish as to limit ourselves in any way. After all, the power of the Spirit is such that it is unlimited, and it can go through and does go through many links, many channels, many ways, many individuals. Yours, or ours, if you like, is but one of hundreds.
So it won't really matter if it were to fail?
I'm not suggesting it will not matter if it fails. What I'm trying to say is that though it is important, if one avenue fails, there are other avenues that will not fail. We would not be so foolish as to limit ourselves to one angle or one aspect. That would be very unwise.
Yes. I suppose so. But we feel so helpless, you see, we can't do anything. We're stuck materially. That seems to be our trouble, you see. We can't give you any more assistance, can we? I mean, the conditions aren't very good around us. In fact, they're deteriorating.
I agree that the conditions are a great drawback. But what is important to realize is to achieve results under such conditions itself is a great achievement, and is great a credit to all concerned.
Yes.
But also, we hope, and I have told you, and I still have the desire, and I feel sure it will come, that we should eventually have more congenial atmosphere, more congenial conditions. I still have faith in this.
You do. We need you to have faith, because we're losing it ourselves, you know.
Well, in a way I understand that, but at the same time, I think it is a mistake.
Yes, well, I guess I'll try and keep my end up, but it isn't always very easy. We want to do so much, I suppose.
Well, you will be given every opportunity. We are doing everything in our power. I am confident that the circle will present many opportunities, of which some will surprise you.
Would it help you at all if we had any sort of cabinet to build up the power? Would the cupboard behind me be
able? It might be of help. It might be a very good idea. I suggest that
I could easily do that.
It would help, but at the same time, where are you going to put it?
Well, I should move all the things out of the cupboard on a Monday night and put a curtain up and sit in front of it, if it's any help to you. It would form a cabinet. It would be greater than, shall we say, the recess in the doorway, if that would be of any assistance to you. I could sit in front of it, or in it if you want. What do you think?
Personally, I don't think it really matters. Because I am convinced that when the power is there,
yes,
it is not important to have a cabinet or a cupboard.
It isn't.
That it is there, that is sufficient. When the power is there, then we can do something. Of course, the power is always there. But the point is, it is not always possible to use it.
Now, let me see, we were talking about reincarnation. Is there another incarnation of, shall we say, great importance that you feel you would like to put in the book? Egypt or Rome, ancient Rome, for instance. I don't know anything about that one. Not where I'm concerned.
Of course, there again we come up against this problem. There is much that I suppose I should tell you.
Yes.
But there is still much that if I were to tell you, you would not understand. And there is a certain amount that one cannot explain. And also, some of the incarnations in themselves, though they have had their purpose, in a sense, reiterating them will not help you, and it will not clarify certain things. Neither, in a sense, were those incarnations as important as some that we know about. I suppose, in a way, the incarnations which you have been told something about are the most important. But I'm not so interested, in a way, or so anxious to enlarge upon the incarnations, as the fact of today is more important than the yesterday.
Yes.
The past is ever with us, in a sense, it is true, because it has moulded our present and our future. We grow from the past, but it does not alter the fact that it is today and the possibility of tomorrow, the things that we have to do, things that we are trying to do, trying to use the power that is there among you, so that we can have an avenue of communication, an avenue whereby we can instruct and enlighten and uplift mankind. That is the main thing, that is the main purpose of our work. I have told you that there are many channels, or at least there are many possible channels, and there are other channels from which others and myself are endeavouring to work. But that does not mean to say that if we succeed with one and not with another, and that the one that succeeds is necessarily the most important. This may seem rather a strange thing to say, but what is important to us is the fact that we are serving, or we are helping, or we are working to the best of our ability in every way. I am not referring here necessarily to what you call psychic communication. There is something even more important than that, and that is a spiritual consciousness and awareness within individuals who, by the very nature of this power and this realization from within, will make them serve in such a way that they will inspire and influence others to a great degree that will eventually make itself felt in the world and cause change to be brought about which will benefit the whole of humanity. We must not assume that the only method of communication is in a circle or through a what is termed a medium. Of course, in a sense, everyone is a medium, but it does not necessarily have to be this form of mediumship that we would like very much, that I am very anxious to be able to achieve with you. That is what we are striving for, because I feel it would be a very impressive communication. But fundamentally, as you probably know, we can inspire and impress people, not only in your circle, but in others, and also among peoples who have no knowledge, as you understand it, of mediumship as such. We are serving just the same, but in different ways. Our idea is to break the bonds and the chains of people, to free them, to open up their vision so that they can see and they can know, and in consequence they can serve and work together later. A linking of many of these people, because they have been set in the world for this purpose. Mm-hmm. They are like, as it were, lighthouses in various places to warn and to help and to guide. And I think that they all serve an important purpose. One is not necessarily good.
No way in which we can link up. That doesn't help. That doesn't matter.
It's unimportant that you should even know of the other sources or the other people's concerned, or that you should necessarily link with them. I'm not suggesting that it would not in some ways be a good idea, but if these groups, as they are working in different ways, as they cannot help but to do so, especially since they are not necessarily spiritualistic in activity or outlook. You see, communication is not just what it may seem on the surface, as you understand it from a spiritualistic motive, from a spiritualistic point of view. It is merely that people are impressed and inspired spiritually to such a degree that they feel the urge to do something which is worthwhile, which will further truth, which will bring man out of the darkness of materialism into the light of spiritual consciousness. And we are doing this, not only me, but there's thousands of us linked with this on this side. I happen to be working particularly, especially with you and with the group, and here in particular as well. But I have other avenues too. But my chief interest is with you here, with the group, with the band. They're not all people who have seen me and admired me or had a regard for me by any means. A lot of them are, it is true. But there are many who are not, and not even conscious of my last existence, and not even conscious indeed of my existence at all on the earth. You see, these things are no longer important to us. These things that seem so important to certain people on your side, important in as much as they must know us as personalities, they must know us by name and reputation, they must judge us often accordingly. All this is unimportant in the general scheme of things. It is not the personality that matters. That is the least important thing. So that is why I'm not so interested or so concerned about myself in a personal sense. Those things depart from one as one expands and grows in wisdom. We are servants of a greater power. We are instruments of a greater power. We are not concerned with self, and it isn't until we forget self that we really begin to open ourselves to truth. That is why in the circle it is important to lose self, to forget self, forget the importance of the individual, to realize that you are sitting for the common good, that what you feel or think in a sense is not so important as what you are within yourself and what you are hoping to achieve by the power and the love of the spirit that flows through you. It isn't until we lose this sensibility of the importance of self. Although I've talked to you about incarnations, and I've done that willingly because it is of interest and it is of truth, but at the same time it isn't in a sense as important as it may seem. It may be important to some who read the book. But you see, the point is this, as I've tried to explain to you, that the book in itself is important only from the message that it contains therein and between its covers.
Correct.
It is not the personality as a matter. That's why I've never been so anxious or so concerned about myself. Mm-hmm. I have said that by using my name it may help to sell the book, but in a sense that is only from the point of attracting and using myself for the common good.
Yes,
I'm not concerned with myself.
I'm trying to drive that point home right the way through, Rudy. I really am doing that, because I understand that. Don't think that I find it easy to accept myself, because I don't. I hate the thought of losing everything that I have, which it seems. I don't like this impersonal love.
No,
you see?
This is
that's a human anthem.
That you cannot yet understand.
No, well, I can't.
I'm not suggesting that we have to forget ourselves in the sense that we must not remember.
No, no.
But the point is that it isn't until we forget ourselves, mm-hmm. the importance of self, the I, when we cease to consider ourselves the I this and I that, when we begin to realize that we are but the instruments of a great love, a great power, that we are the channels through which it flows,
mm-hmm.
that we in ourselves are important, but not that important as we thought once. It isn't that it you see, I retain, in a sense, my personality. I retain, in a sense, myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for instance, I should be recognized, well, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that I am many people, or should I say I am the influence of many people. I am the influence of my past selves. I am the influence of innumerable souls who've had influence on me in past generations. In other words, none of us, in a sense, are really individuals as we like to think ourselves.
No.
We are the product of untold numbers of thoughts, untold numbers of people's influences.
Mm-hmm.
And it is when we realize that this spirit, which is so universal, flowing through each and every one of us, it is that we realize that we are the product of innumerable minds.
Yes.
And it is always changing. We are not standing still. We are moving, always moving more surely and more definitely towards a goal which has been set. And we are ever conscious of progression. And as we progress, we become in consequence more humble. We realize, in a sense, that we have yet much to learn. That is why I can speak to you like this. I love to come and speak to you. I love to be able to, if I can, encourage you and the circle. But I want everyone to know that we are completely one in spirit only when each one forgets self and begins to realize that we are working together for a common good, for the good of the whole world, for every form of life, not only just even human life. We are bound together in nature, we are bound together with the kingdom of the animal and so on. We are all part of a great universe, so vast that it cannot be conceived, we cannot comprehend it. And if sometimes I talk on past things, material things as they once were, even though they had spiritual significance, some of the things, what is important is that we must learn, once we've discovered ourselves and what we have been and what we have become, that we must learn to begin to forget, in a sense, the importance of self. It should make us humble, not proud. And when we are most humble, then we're surely we are most likely to grow and experience and become in consequence, truly become. It's very difficult to explain and much more difficult to understand.
You see, you know this greater love, don't you? You've experienced it. I have.
My love is comprehensive.
Yes.
It covers and accepts and enfolds all life.
Yes.
It is not confined to one person or two, but to untold millions of people, not only our own group
that
have been bound together, but innumerable souls beyond number, and all form of life, for it is all the same pulsating force behind all things, whether it is in nature, whether it is in the animal kingdom, or whatever form of life it is in its stage of evolution.
Yes.
You may not see it as we see it, but
not
everything
to say,
is developing, gradually evolving, and man is the most, if I can use the term, perfect, of course, but he is far from perfect, and he will not find any aspect of perfection, possibly for eons of time. This is all a big riddle.
Yes.
And difficult to understand.
Well, it isn't so difficult to understand, really. It's difficult to apply. It's difficult to apply when you're in the human body.
I know, but that is the test. And if sometimes you fail, as often you must, we must not be too discouraged. I would not like you to feel, from what I've said, or the circle to feel from what I've said, that it is not most important to me, for it is most important to me that you should together succeed in this.
Mm-hmm.
For it is an avenue, it is a way by which we can reach many people and give them the conviction that they need and give them the encouragement and incentive to search for themselves and to discover from within themselves the power they possess that may benefit not only themselves but others in consequence. We are all working, we are all bound together, we are clinging together by a love which cannot be assessed. There's no way of assessing it. The love and the power that I feel for you and for all those who are close to me, indeed for all human life, all life, is tremendous. My last incarnation was, I hope, my last physical one. I think it is. But at the same time, I realize that in that medium that I was called upon to use, I was able to reach people that normally I could never have reached. That was the reason for it. Strange though it may seem, although many people do not understand, through that medium of the moving picture, I was able to reach the hearts of millions of people, and though they did not know me, they felt something of my soul. They felt something of my work and my mission. Though they did not understand it or realize it in most cases, in many cases, there was something that touched them, that in consequence has helped them, and in some instances particularly, it has set them on their path. You see, we do not understand. Perhaps I did not even fully understand. In fact, I know I did not fully understand in my last incarnation what it was all about. But I began to delve myself into this subject. In some strange way, it was brought to my attention. And though I did not fully understand or comprehend it, I realized I was psychic. I realized I was mediumistic, and I proved it to myself. But I was a little bit afraid of it. But I was not to know that it was through my efforts in the moving picture that I was able to reach and to touch the hearts of millions of people of all nations. It was as if I was able to break the bonds and the shackles that chain people and prevent them from being free. In some ways I was able to reach all manner of people, irrespective of their religion or their creed or their colour, and I was able to plant some little seed. And in some instances that seed has sprung into life. Within yourself, within the medium I use, and with others, many others, this seed has flowered, and that flower is giving comfort and encouragement and enlightenment to many. And so it will grow, and from the flower will grow new seeds. I am content. You must be content, as content as you possibly can be, and also George, and also the others. They must be patient. They must forget self even more than they do, and be passive, and not be belligerent, and not lose heart, not to lose faith, but to know that the power of the Spirit there in the group is strong. And I am convinced that we shall break through, but they must persevere, and they must not lose heart in this. Give them my love and my blessing, and all my love and my blessing to you. I must go. But don't worry, because eventually I will unravel some more of the knots. Some of the things that I've started even now, which you're only beginning to sense, perhaps, even the Alfredo, which puzzles you, will be a revelation in itself in the months to come. But sometimes it is good to leave you with a germ of thought, to work out yourself, for that is the best way sometimes for the evidence to come where evidence is needed. There is a purpose in all things that we say to you, though sometimes we do not always seem to make the sense. Then again, we are not talking always of common sense. We are talking of very uncommon sense. We are talking of spiritual sense. I must go. Don't worry. My blessing to you and to all the group. And, well, you know I am with you when you need me. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, dear. God bless you.
It was very interesting, wasn't it?